Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we begin actually in the middle of this Sif, which is in the middle of Simin Samach Vav, which will conclude Amir Tzah Hashem today, the halachos of the interruptions in Kriyat Shema, and we'll begin the very first words on this Amud, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, in the middle of Sif Ches. And we were talking the other day, at the beginning of the Sif, that if a person only got his talis or tefillin right in between the saying of Go'al Yisrael and the start of the Shemoneh Esrei, so we said the tefillin you can put on, with or without a bracha, we had a machlokas, and the talis you shouldn't put on. And the Mechaber now continues, V'im ad shelo amar Go'al Yisrael, but if it was before Go'al Yisrael, he did get the talis or tefillin before he started saying the last concluding part of that bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga Yisrael. Then the Mechaber writes, Minichim, you do put them on. However, V'lo Yivarech Aleihem Adachar Tefillah. But as we had pointed out yesterday, the opinion brought down even by tefillin first was you don't make a bracha, and certainly by talis you don't make a bracha, you just put them on, and then you continue. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Memhei writes, She'ein hanochas ha'tfilin ulevisha satalis hefsik. The actual putting on without saying anything, that's not considered a hefsik, and this you'd be allowed to do, even though you're be'emtza perik. Shahari afilu yochel likros v'lasuk b'malachto ba'ochu kore, because you technically can actually continue reading and continue doing what you're doing in the davening while you put it on, as we learned already in Simen Samach Gimel Se'if Aleph. This now is then countered by the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Hagah, and the Ramah says, no, in fact, you can put on the tefillin and make the bracha b'emtza perik, as long as you didn't say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. And this is, in fact, he says, v'hochi nog, in the name of the Mordechai, and the Tosfos, and I goes my money on Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Vav explains, wrote Salomar, the Ramah is telling us, Kodem Shama Baruch Atah Hashem. This is as long as you're be'emtza haperek of the bracha of Emes V'yatziv V'nachon, but you haven't yet started Baruch Atah Hashem of Ga'al Yisrael. To La'achem Yikein, because if you've already said Baruch Atah Hashem of Ga'al Yisrael, Bevadei also La'hafsik B'shum Dover, then you're not allowed to interrupt with anything. Then what should you do? Elo Yisayim Ga'al Yisrael, V'yaniach HaTfilin B'li Bracha. Then put on the tefillin, as we just pointed out, you're allowed to without the bracha, that's not considered a hefsik. Then he tells us as well, Ayin B'samuch Mashiach Kosav D'Mashayim Ma'amar Mordechai. Look and see what we said in the name of the Ma'amar Mordechai as well. Sivkot Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yevorech, you do make a bracha according to Ramah, as long as it's before Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Yeraparshut, they can also loma Baruch Shein Kvom HaChosol Yom V'ed, v'chule. Don't go and say over here, after you put on the Sharosh, and you make the bracha, Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, since we said previously, when we learned these halachas in Tefillin, that it's a sofek, should you or should you not make that bracha, and the way to get around it being a potential bracha of Atol is to say, Baruch Shein Kvom HaChosol, so therefore, don't say that over here. For those that are normally, Shenoagim Lomar, Achar Birchas Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. Don't say that over here. Furthermore, Gam Nochon Shelo Yivarech Bazeh Ki Bracha Achas Loniach. And he says, actually, don't even make that bracha Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, just make the bracha Loniach, because even without the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, the Belav Hochi had they poskim sorvim king. Because there are many poskim that say, this is the minhag of the Sfardim, that you only make one bracha anyway. You don't make two brachas over here. Ashkenazim make two brachas, but it's a sofek. So here he's saying, Kainirali b'simun chavav, like we learned in Simun chavav, that it will be preferable in this situation when you're putting on your tefillin in the emts of the bracha after kriyashma, of Yatziv and Achon. So when you're saying the bracha, only make lo aniach, don't say al mitzvah's tefillin. If you did say al mitzvah's tefillin, don't say baruch shein kvod. And as we pointed out previously, we don't say all the other psukim, theorastically, etc., that people have the minhag to say when they normally put on tefillin. Sivkot and Memches, the Mishnah Berurah says to the Ramaz, v'hochi nog, this is the way that Allah has brought down, v'mukach midivir achronim d'hori kaimelon. And this, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah agrees, is the psak that we follow. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Ein la'anos kadish ukdusho bein geulo l'tfila. When one said Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, he should immediately go into the Shemoneh Esrei, and even if they're saying kadish or kedusha, you shouldn't answer the parts of kadish and kedusha that you're allowed to say be'emtza prokim. Here, you're not allowed to answer them at all. Dishu footnote number 38 even brings down to be silent, velishos bishtika ben gula l'tfila kedei l'shmoa kaddish u'kedusha, just to sit there silently and listen to the kaddish u'kedusha that's being recited. So he brings down the name of the sefer Tehillah l'David, shemutr, that is permissible. On the other hand, the Shari Tshuva says that it's aser, and we will discuss these halachos in more detail when we get to that part of the davening in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memtes adds over here, this isn't only Kaddish and Kedusha, the same Allah applies to Kein Baruch Hu Umodim, which you would be allowed to interrupt in Emtsa HaPerek, but not over here when you've concluded the Bracha Ga'al Yisrael. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, What happens if they get up to Modim? The year litzamtzim shiichra b'tchila satfilo beis shasibur shochin atzma b'modim. If they happen to be saying modim at that point, so you should try to adjust so you're doing the chrios, the bowings in the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei when they're saying modim. So this way, it looks like you're bowing with the tzibur for modim, even though you're not saying the modim with them. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nud writes, what about that we just said that you're not allowed to be mafsik for even Kaddish Kedusha ben Gula l'tfila? So he brings down Yesh me'achronim shekosu debishabbos mutu lanos Kaddish Kedusha. Shabbos has a different halacha according to some of the achronim. He brings down this in the name of the El Yerabba and the Derech HaChaim and the Shaar HaTzion. And he says that there you would be allowed to interrupt for Kaddish and Kedusha. For kol hanishadomim lehem, as well as all the other things that are like Kaddish and Kedusha that we've already discussed in Siv Gimel earlier in this siman. And this would be true on Shabbos, Ben Gula Tefila, you could interrupt for them just like you were Emtsa HaPerek. And he says, we'll learn more about this as well in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. The Dirshu footnote number 39 tells us that on Shabbos, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that the halacha of Ben Gula Tefila is lechora like the same halacha of Bein HaProkim. Just like any other place in between the brachos, that's how much more lenient it is on Shabbos, Ben Gula Tefila. But he still says, Nishir B'tzorchi in Ketzas. And Dirshu footnote number 40, he brings down from the Bir Halacha later on, Kosav Sheesh Letzarif is Das HaSovrim. What's the reasoning by on Shabbos that one will make over here? He says, because there are two opinions. Number one, on Shabbos, the Halacha is different in terms of Smichas Gula L'Tvila. Shemutu Lanos Dvarim Elu Ach B'chol L'Deyazu. Number one, there are those that disagree with this halacha over here, even on a weekday, and say that you would be allowed to interrupt Ben Gula L'Tvila for these types of Dvarim Shebekdusha. And therefore, you could answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba or other parts of the Kedusha and Baruch Hu between Gula L'Tvila on a regular weekday, so certainly on Shabbos when the din is more lenient. So even though we pass it on a weekday, you can't interrupt, we can be mitzarif, the shita that it says that on Shabbos, you're more lenient with the shita that even on a weekday you can interrupt, and therefore on Shabbos you would be allowed to answer these things, Ben Gula L'Tvila on Shachris Shabbos morning. However, if somebody were to come to shul late on Shabbos, and he sees they're about to start Shmoneh Esrei, so the halach is by Marid that you in fact should say Shmoneh Esrei then, because by Marid we're not so much Gula L'Tvila as much as we are giving importance to Tvila B'Tzibur, but not by Shachris, and certainly not on a weekday, but Hivi says not even on Shabbos. He brings down the Bir Halach later on as well, Shlo Yispal Limoem, you shouldn't go say Shmoneh Esrei with them, and then go do the Brachos of Kriyashma and Kriyashma afterwards, because you would then not be being Somech Gula L'Tvila. And even though we're more makel in terms of being Somech Gula L'Tvila on Shabbos, for example, we just said you'd be allowed to interrupt for Amen Yehem Yishma Rabba and Kedush and Baruch and things like that. However, to be Somech Gula Tvila is still an important idea, even on Shabbos. And Yesh Lahachmir Kedasa Sovrim Shagan B'Shabbos Yesh Lismoch Gula Tvila. Here we go to Chumrah and say don't just say Shmon Esrei and not be Somech Gula Tvila, but rather be Somech Gula Tvila and not daven with the Tzibur even on Shabbos. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, what should you do if you're at a point where you see that you're going to have to interrupt between Gula L'Tvila to answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba Kedusha? Is there any Eitzah? So he says, what should a person do? V'ketzat Oseh? How should a person conduct himself when he sees that they're going to coincide? His saying Gula L'Tvila, being Somech Gula L'Tvila, is going to coincide with the Tzibur saying Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba or something like that. So he says, Mamtin b'shira chadasha. Wait, you're in the middle of Ezra's Havoseinu, so stop at shira chadasha. Wait till they get to Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba and answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba while you're at shira chadasha. And this way, kidei lanos, you get the best of both worlds. You'll be able to answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and then you'll still be able to be somech gula l'tvila without any interruptions. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Aleph writes, Rotsa Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, this is true that you should wait there in Madayin lo shoma kedusha o baruch hu. You haven't yet been yotzei answering Kedusha or Baruch Hu. But let's say for whatever the reason you davened at another minion, or there'll be another minion later on that you'll be able to answer Kedusha and Baruch Hu to, so then don't wait. And the issue footnote number 41 brings down, if you can also go and start your Shmoneh Esrei at the same time that the Chazan starts his Shmoneh Esrei Chazaras HaShatz, and this way you'll get to Kedusha at the exact same time as the Chazan, so then we'll bring down in Simon Kuvtes, this is preferable. And you're saying the Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, because you're saying the Shmoneh Esrei with them, is better than you're stopping now in Shira Chadasha and pausing and waiting until they get to Kedusha. In Dirshu footnote number 42, he brings down, this is true, im lo shama kedusha o baruchu, ach yodea shi yishama acharkach. If you know you're going to be able to hear it at a later minyan, then you shouldn't pause now, but you should just keep on going. However, le'inyan kaddish, Af im kavar shama kaddish, even though you heard kaddish, nevertheless, we're going to learn later on, here is a machlokis, nechluku achronim, in bechozo, starch lahamsin olo, because each kaddish that you're answering is a very important thing. So the fact that you already, quote, heard it, doesn't mean that you don't have a chiyuv, an obligation, according to many, to answer it again. So here he's left with a tzarech chiyuv as to what the halacha would be. The Mishnah Berurah comments on the statement from the Mechaber that you should wait, Mamtim b'Shira Chadasha, wait over there at the end of Ezra Savosenu by Shira Chadasha, Shivchu Geulim, La'ach HaShomer Osefele, say up until the point of Osefele, and stop over there. And then you can answer the appropriate Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbis, Baruch Hu, etc. At that point in time, it's Be'emtza HaPerek, and you're allowed to interrupt with those things. And then after all of that, you'll continue and do B'Somech Geulo L'Tvila. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kozel lechatchila." This is all lechatchila. Avol b'di'evad, after the fact, kol shelo amar baruchat Hashem. Even if you went beyond Osefele, you went beyond Shira Chadash, you went beyond Tzur Yisrael, but you just didn't get to the point where you said baruchat Hashem ga Yisrael yochol anus. You're still allowed to pause and stop over there because that's considered still the emtza perek. And then ule'achakein, what do you do after you answered? So you're right before baruchat Hashem ga Yisrael. You just answered Amen Yeshmi Rabba. Then you go back to the beginning of Shira Chadasha. La'achakein tzorich lahasil mirosh Shira Chadasha, or at least akoponim mitzur Yisrael. Go back to Tzur Yisrael, even if you don't go all the way back to Shira Chadasha. Why? Because this is the haskalah sa'inyon. At least Tzur Yisrael is the start of a new content. It's the start of a new segment, and therefore you should go back at least to that point. Uke'ein, ma'asher kosav v'mogin avram b'sivkot and gimel. This is similar to what we said earlier in Sivkot and Gimel, that a person shouldn't stop in the middle of a pasuk, in the middle of an idea. If he does, he should start reciting it again when he gets back after the interruption to the beginning of the idea. And this is also brought down the name of the Maamar Mordechai. This is what the Mishnah Berurah alluded to later on, that we said we would say over the name of the Maamar Mordechai, that when one makes a bracha, you're going to conclude Baruch Hashem Ga Yisrael, you have to have something about the chasima, samuch lechasima lechatchila. So that's why you have to say the Tzur Yisrael again, and not just start off at the interruption of Mein Hishmei Rabba by saying Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael. Now we go to the final sif in Simin Samach Vav, Sif Yud. And the Mechaber writes, Kol mi shelo amar emes v'yatziv, shachris. If somebody did not say this bracha after the Shema of emes v'yatziv by shachris time, or the bracha of emes v'yamuna by arvis, by marv, lo yotzo yidei chovas ha-mitzvah kisikna. You didn't fulfill the obligation of reading Kriyat Shema with the brachas of Kriyat Shema in the optimal fashion. Kisikna is the girsa that we have. Some have the girsa kisikuna. And the Mishnah Berurah in Dibra Masko, kisikuna, Sifkot Nun Gimel writes, avolo shelo yotzo klal yidei Kriyat Shema. But don't mistake this and think that because you weren't yotzi optimally, you weren't yotzi at all. Because in fact, you are yotzi doha kaimelon de brachos ein ma'akos of Kriyat Shema. Because the bottom line is that the brachos of Kriyat Shema are not ma'ake. They don't prevent you from being yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema at night. There's a preferable, optimal way to say it, but you are yotzi if you just say the Shema itself without the brachos. El shayidei zeh ha-Kriyat Shema shelo gan kein enenu karoi. You just haven't fulfilled it in the optimal way, as we've learned, which is to say it with the brachos of Kriyat Shema. And this situation, where you're not fulfilling it in the optimal way, yachzer al koponim la'omra achar tvila. If you didn't say emes v'yatziv before the Shemoneh Esrei, so you should still say it after the Shemoneh Esrei in la'omra kodem tvila, if you didn't say it before the Shemoneh Esrei, as we've learned already in Simon Samach, Se'if Beis. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'tov shiyomar ora pam kriyashma. And in fact, when you're saying over emes v'yatziv at the conclusion of your Shemoneh Esrei, when you have time, so then you should probably repeat as well, he brings down the name of the Birkei Yosef, the Shema as well. The issue footnote number 45 explains, Kosav she'im kora kriyashma belibir chosel yotzi dechova, since you in fact were already yotzei, v'tov lachzav likro kriyashma and birchosel, the reason we normally go and read the kriyashma again with the brachos, even if a person wakes up early to say kriyashma and the proper zman for kriyashma, and then he davens at a minyan that it's after the zman of kriyashma, he still says the kriyashma again, kidei lamo b'tvila mitoch divrei Torah. That purpose over there is not really to say the kriyashma with the brachos, but it's because you want to go into the Shema Esrei from words of Torah, which is the Kriyat Shema. And l'chora, therefore, tam zeh shayach rak kodem atvila. This would only be applicable if it was said before the Shemoneh Esrei. But if you've now said the Shemoneh Esrei and you just missed emes v'yatziv, it doesn't make any sense that you should have to repeat the Shema and the brach of emes v'yatziv. Nevertheless, he brings down the Bir Halacha, who says, in the name of the Prima Godim, shetzorich lachzer al Kriyat Shema. In this situation, it is still preferable to say the Kriyat Shema again, and then say emes v'yatziv afterwards, because l'das rav haigon, lo yotzi dechovas Kriyat Shema, kisikuna, kishakar b'li brachos, because there is the opinion of haigon that says you're not yotze. And therefore, tam zeshayach gam kishomer sabrachos li'achat tefila. Therefore, this would be true, even if you said emes v'yatziv after the Shemoneh Esrei. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says, kosav atur, B'shem Yushami. Torah brings down the name of Yushami. Torah laskei b'emes v'yatziv yitzias Mitzrayim. One has an obligation to mention yitzias Mitzrayim in the bracha of emes v'yatziv. And in fact, Dirshu footnote number 46 brings down that by saying emes v'yatziv, yotzi midei mitzvah saseh shel zchiras yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the way we fulfill the mitzvah of yitzias Mitzrayim. And you also have to mention malchus of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, ukriyas yamsuf, and the splitting of the Red Sea, umakas b'choros, ayin sham. And he says, look over there, umashma b'rashba, however, he brings down the rashba from the Gemara in brachos, daf yud aleph, dili kuvahu. If you didn't say all of these things, you're not Yotzi even by the Yevid. But then in brackets, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is questionable. He says, look in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Dalet Omid Beis. It says, ha boy liat kure. You have to go and mention all of these things. And he says, v'shar nulach, rot salome. What does that mean? Mikal mocha at sofa bracha. This means from mikal mocha until the end of the bracha, or like Rashi explains over there, Kapirush Rashi, the fiz echos makas b'choros. If this is all you have to do, then you're missing out on saying makas b'choros. And it seems to say the b'di'evit that's acceptable, not like the Rashba. V'dochak l'chalib in shachos l'arvis. It says it would be wrong to say the difference is one is talking about shachos and one is talking about arvis. And he says, maybe as a suggestion, nusach acher hayo lehem besof. Maybe they had a different nusach over here. Shoy besochol gamkin sipra makas b'choros. Their conclusion of the Ezra Savosenu, maybe also had for mikamocha, it also mentioned something about makas b'choros. V'gam yushalmi brachos perikalef halocha vav mashma kitzas durach l'chadchila. As well, maybe this is only l'chadchila, not b'dievet. And he says, tzorich iyun l'maisa. What should one do l'maisa, he says, is left open as a question. Shabur continues and he says, im hech the brachos shol shachos li'avos l'hevich. If you missed around, the brachos at shachos are different than the brachos at marav. And if in your half asleep state, you mixed them up, im adayin lo omar Hashem shol sofa bracha. If you didn't say the baruch ato Hashem at the end of the bracha, then go back to the beginning and say it correctly. But if you said Baruch Ato Hashem at the conclusion of the bracha, Yisayim just conclude it the way the bracha is supposed to be concluded. If it's shachris with the shachris ending, if it's marav with the marav ending, then ain't tzorich lachzor, and you don't have to go back and repeat it. Now we go to the Ramah, and he concludes, Hagah, Mishu, Onus, V'dochuk, if somebody's under duress, under extenuating circumstances, Vein lo p'nai l'spalo miyadach ha-kriyashma, and he finished the kriyashma, and then he can't go on to the Shmonesrei. Yikro kriyashma ad emes v'yatziv, so go and say until ad emes, Hashem lo kechem emes, and stop over there, v'yamtin lo ma'ashar ha-brochus at shi'spalo, and then when you can continue davening, when the extenuating circumstances are gone away, continue with v'yatziv in ochon, v'yamtin lo ma'ashar ha-brochus at shi'spalo, and then say the rest with the bracha of Shmone Esrei. The brachos of Shmone Esrei. Shaz Yomar, v'yatziv in ochon, v'yispalo. Kedei yishismoch gula l'tvila. And this way you'll fulfill the mitzvah of gula l'tvila being connected. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Adalid writes, Tzorchin, we have to understand what he's talking about. How are you allowed to start this? V'chimi t'lo livso b'nei shein lo p'nai. What do you mean? If you don't have time, you can start it and not finish it. What should you do in that situation? Don't start the brachos of Kriyat Shema, just say the Shema itself. Mishein lo p'nai yikor Kriyat Shema b'levad b'lo brachos. And then later on, when you have the time, you'll read the entire Kriyat Shema and the brachos of Kriyat Shema, as we've already learned in Simon Samach Sif Beis, and brought down the name of the Morgan of Ram. So he brings down the Sefer in Ahar Shalom, who writes, Mikol Mokom, Din HaRamah Hu Emes V'Nochom. This is correct what the Ramah says. Hey, Choshikar Kriyat Shema, you thought you'd have time, and you started saying the brachos of Kriyat Shema and the Kriyat Shema, and then you realize, you thought Ki Yisav HaShiyuch HaLigmar Kol HaTvila, you thought you'd have time to say the ending of the brachos of Kriyat Shema as well as Shmoneh Esrei. And then you realize, Sha'acha Shikar Kriyat Shema Muchkoch Hu Machmas Ezon Etzlavzik. You realize you have to stop for whatever the reason. In this situation, where should you stop? Stop by Hashem Lokechem MS, and then wait to go and read the rest of the Yatziv and Ochon, when you have a chance to finish it off with the Shmoneh Esrei to be so much gula l'tvila. But if you know beforehand, you're not going to be able to do this. Shelo yelo p'nai likros kriyashma l'spalel. And you're afraid you're going to miss out on Zman Kriyashma. So then, in that situation, he is in agreement with the Mugin Avram, read the Kriyashma by itself. And this way, you don't have a steer over here. That concludes today's shir.